When H1N1 hit this spring, a number of schools around the country closed. National health and education officials hope fewer will do so this fall. State health spokesman Seth Bofelli says it's a last resort.
It really doesn't effectively limit the spread. If you send kids home, they're going to go to the mall, they're going to go to the neighborhood playground or the gym, and the virus is going to continue to spread around. But when you have anywhere between 20% to 30% of a student body with flu-like symptoms, you have really a very rapidly spreading virus that you need to do something about.
Bofelli says so far, no other Wisconsin districts have yet indicated they have a large surge of flu cases. But there are escalating outbreaks in the southern U.S. that could spread northward. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.